This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
14 in a row for Ken.
Breaking NFL news. Hot. Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
A little bit of news that's coming down here. Adam Schefter on Threads. Braxton Berrios, the wide receiver, on a one-year, $2 million deal with the Houston Texans. Diana Rossini, the Bears, are signing center Drew Dahlman to a three-year, $42 million deal. $29 million of that guaranteed. He was the Atlanta Falcons center, now the Chicago Bears center.
You know, I'm so glad about that because I just love listening to Dan say the word Chicago.
Chicago?
He only says it like, you know, like he's from there, which, you know.
Well, he's close enough. I mean, he's got relatives that are close enough.
See, the thing of it is Dan is actually a Northeast Ohioan because he moved here as a kid. Mm-hmm. And very, very few times does he ever sound like a guy who was born and raised for like 10 years in Wisconsin. Except when he says Chicago.
Yeah, but
and
you know, I think he's a direct byproduct. You know, when they talk about, I don't know, when women are pregnant and they play music to the belly, I think he had just pure polka. He had polka. They were putting Wisconsin polka up to his mom's belly, and that's how it worked. It was, what is that, like interuterus speaking or something like that?
He had Schlitz in his bottle.
Yeah,
is that what
like,
you're saying?
All he could hear was Laverne and Shirley going on in the background. Shlemiel. And that's why he's so fluent in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Is it Wisconsinese? Is that what you would call it?
Nothing good comes from me chiming in on this.
Yeah, okay, well, I'm just saying. Yeah, I mean,
it's really true.
I used to sing to the kids, do the alphabet, do all that stuff. It was fun.
How'd that work?
Not so good for me, but they seem to be doing good pretty well educationally. They're doing good educationally. Great. So that's a sad state of affairs from their father. 216-474-0092. 24 minutes into free agency.
You know when this gets good? When one of these quarterbacks signs. One of these quarterbacks signs. It's already kind of started with Matthew Stafford going back to the Rams and with the Geno Smith trade from Seattle to the Raiders. Seattle's looking.
What's Seattle thinking?
Sam Darnold. All of a sudden, they went from, you know, having Geno Smith to boom, we're right there on Sam Darnold. That immediately came out as soon as Geno was traded. So where there's smoke, there's fire on that one.
Darnold seems like he'd be a pretty good fit there, don't you think?
If he doesn't end up in Seattle, he's stunned. The only problem, they don't have any wide receivers. They have one.
Well, I could pick up
your guy.
Else. It looks like, and Sports Illustrated reported this morning that they were saying Sam Darnold predicted to join Seahawks on a three-year deal for Matt Stafford money.
Thank you.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Sam Darnold is anybody's answer at 5 years and $40 million a year. I don't see that.
Diana Rossini said last night that the Steelers were expected to make an offer on Sam Darnold, too.
I don't doubt that.
All right,
Sam's
so going to
make a
say,
lot of money, but I'll bet he doesn't get the
Let's say
five
the Steelers
years.
Get Sam Darnold. Then what? Now, are the Browns picking up one of the two pieces from there?
Do you think he's going to the Steelers? I don't see Sam Darnold with the Steelers.
I can see Sam Darnold going to the Steelers more than I can see Aaron Rodgers going to the Steelers.
I would agree with that. I think Darnold goes to Seattle.
It feels that way. You know, I mean, otherwise they probably would have brought Geno back, don't you think?
There's a really interesting scenario for the Browns here today.
Okay.
Does Tennessee jump up and sign anybody at quarterback? You know, if Tennessee, and we'd have to interpret, you know, who gets signed and how they get signed and everything else. If they sign Aaron Rodgers, and that was you know, there were rumblings about that.
Right.
If he goes to Tennessee, they're not going to draft Cam Ward, even though they probably should. Because you're going to tell me that Aaron Rodgers is going to sit there and mentor somebody? I don't see that. And I would think Aaron's not going to go somewhere where he's not convinced that he's going to be the guy. So I would think if they sign a quarterback, if Tennessee happens to sign Sam Darnold, which had been rumbled, there were rumblings.
You think that's happened? I don't think that's happening. Do you?
No, I don't.
If they're bringing up Darnold, then they're using that number one pick on a number back, right?
It'd be so, Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter or a trade, you would think. A trade's a real possibility.
I don't know. Do we have anything on the Browns over there? Can you look into your Browns basket to see if there's anything in there, in that thing?
Hang on. Let me look.
Apparently, this is a no. Headline.
We are 27 minutes into this thing. What are the Browns doing?
Headline on Pro Football Talk.
How many people are saying that, right?
Will Seattle make a run at Trevor Lawrence?
Seattle's got to have something in mind here,
well,
right?
I think
there's no way you're walking away from Geno Smith if you think, unless you have something you are rock solid on, right? Or they're just done. They're done with Geno. They're like, oh, we got the best out of him. We're not getting anything more on him. Right?
You feel the Browns missed out on something with Geno Smith?
No.
I don't either.
No.
And nothing against Geno. He's been just fine, to quote Dan Menigan. He's been just fine.
I feel like we're in this giant holding pattern.
No.
You know, no, I do. I really feel like the captain came on and said, we are about to land at Hopkins. Give us 15 minutes. We'll be down. Make sure your tray is in the upright position. Make sure your chair is in the upright. And they're like, oh, hang on a second. We've got a little delay. Let's take a look at, oh, there's Detroit again.
If you're the Browns.
Erie.
You calling on Von Miller, who just got released by Buffalo? Imagine Von Miller on the other side of Myles Garrett for a year.
I think.
That could be cool.
But there's so much talent. Allegedly, there's so much talent on the defensive end.
Yeah, okay.
In this draft.
So good. So, sign Von Miller and go draft one. Andy. One's not enough. You got Miles.
You keep
back.
Forgetting double O, man. I count him
all
the time.
Oh, no, I'm not forgetting double O. I mean, a good NFL team has about seven defensive linemen who can play pretty well, and they usually have nine.
Breaking NFL news. Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
Adam Schefter of ESPN, free agent defensive tackle B.J. Hill, 3 years, $33 million, 16 guaranteed with the Bengals. Bengals get a defense or retain their defensive tackle B.J. Hill on a 3-year, $33 million deal.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know what this reminds me of? You know, like, so you hear this.
Groundhog Day?
Can I give you a basketball story on this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you remember years ago, former Cavalier Drew Gooden?
Yeah.
As soon as free agency opened, and he had been with somebody else. I don't think he didn't go right from the Cavs to this other team. I think he signed with Washington, and it was 3 years, like $35 million or something like that. It was a really good contract for Drew, really good. And it happened within like 30 seconds of the start of free agency.
Yeah, it was quick. I remember that.
The next time I saw him, and Drew was always
it the Bulls?
No, I don't think so.
He left us in 08 to go to the Bulls.
It wasn't for the Bulls.
Okay.
I think it was Washington. Drew was always a really good guy. Always liked Drew. And first time I saw him, I said, hey, as soon as free agency opened and I heard that news, I was really happy for you. And he said, I know, right? They're going to throw that money at me. You're damn right I'm taking it. And I thought, yes, there's somebody who's like acting like a real human being. Are you kidding? Yes, I'm taking their money. Thank you. Seriously, I just thought, thank you for acting like a normal human being.
But that was his last stop in Washington.
Andy, he was just like, yeah, you, of course, yeah, you bet. Thanks, man.
So it was when, if I get this correct, not to.
Well, yeah, not. It
doesn't really matter.
I think about free agency here. Is that some of these guys is like, you're offering me, yes, give me the pen, let's go. And that's what I think a lot of these guys should do.
Yeah.
You're getting life-altering money. Don't jerk around here.
It looks like
sign the damn thing. Let's go.
Yeah, he kept getting traded. That was when he went to the Bucks. I know.
Don't worry about Drew.
I know.
Well, I just threw out the story to talk about free agency.
I know.
Take the money. It's changing your life. Just sign. Don't worry if you're going to win 5 games. Don't worry if you're going to win 12. If you're a nondescript NFL player, you're pretty good. Take the money.
All right. I don't know, why am I so antsy? I mean, we're 32 minutes in.
I don't know.
I said to you guys on the phone, what did
talk
I say?
Talk about Geno Smith.
Well, I'm not talking about Geno Smith. I'm sitting here talking about the Browns for a second.
All right.
Because I said, and you tell me, and you got my hopes up. I'm not going to lie. I'm mad at you right now. Because you got my hopes up to make me think that the Browns might actually do something early on.
It's been open for 32 minutes.
Yeah, that's 30.
NFL News.
See you.
Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
Jonathan Jones of CBS Sports. The Commanders have agreed to terms with 49ers and Jets defensive tackle Javon Kinlaw. Javon Kinlaw heading to the Commanders. No idea on terms of that deal yet. But
Okay.
Let me go back to my other thought. So I said to you, as soon as we opened up our conference call today, you're like, oh, tampering's today. And I'm like, tampering's today. And Manigan's like, yeah, it's tampering today. I got it today. Right? So, and then I was like looking at my phone. I'm looking and I'm thinking, I'm talking to you guys. Like, I don't think the Browns are going to do anything. I don't think they're doing anything. They're going to have to pick up a free agent somewhere here or there. We know they're probably going to have to pick up a free agent quarterback somewhere here or there. They need some kind of veteran presence in that quarterback room. Okay, now are you going to pay Deshaun Watson to be the veteran presence? I don't think so. Do you think so? Is Deshaun Watson the veteran presence in the quarterback room this
year?
I
hope not.
If he's hurt.
No, you need a veteran presence to play.
So they're going to have to sign one at some point, but I had no feeling or hope this morning that the Browns were going to make a splash in the first couple hours of this thing. And now we're 30 minutes in and we're not hearing anything on the Browns. It's okay. I mean, I get it.
Andy, do you have no patience?
No,
at all?
No. It makes me think that they weren't working anything before the deadline started.
All right, I'm doing this one for one man and one man only.
Here we go.
He's to my left.
Breaking NFL news. Hot. Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
Trey Lance.
Chiefs are signing running back Elijah Mitchell to a deal up to $1.5 million per Jordan
Schultz.
Oh, yeah,
baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's fan service to Jeff Phelps.
Feel better?
Yeah, you know why? Because about 2 months ago, I picked him up on my fantasy keeper team.
Oh, there we go. Nobody.
Now who is that bad news for? Kareem Hunt. That's bad news for Kareem Hunt. Because Elijah Mitchell is the guy that Kyle Shanahan called a beast. Kyle Shanahan absolutely loved him. He got hurt early last year in training camp, and they put him on the injured, done-for-the-year list. And he probably isn't injured, done for the year.
3 years, $45 million for Javon Kinlaw, up to $30 million guaranteed to the Commanders. Good for him.
Wow. Yeah, good for him.
216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Free agency and tampering started 35 minutes ago. We've had all kinds of news from across the league. Some little, mostly little, stories along the way. A lot of money getting thrown out there, but the Browns not... jumping into the pool quite yet. 35 minutes in. Let's see if something happens over the break. We'll find out when we come back. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3, The Fan.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.